folks on staff at our food.
The expo was winding down on Saturday morning, but Naknek fisherman Reba Temple is causing a stir with her unusual getup, made of the mesh netting that salmon tenders use to collect a catch.
It's made out of scraps of brailer material, so there's grommets and mesh brailer material and black straps, and it's a ball gown.
Temple says the expo is a great place to catch up with the people and the products in the industry.
Everyone's here. You can talk to your processors. You can talk to your friends. See hydraulic pumps cut open so you actually know they work.
Stickers and signs say "No Pebble Mine" adorn booths, as they have in the past decade. The mine would tap large copper and gold deposits near the headwaters of two major river systems in Bristol Bay. And as the Trump administration breathes new life into the project, many people here are worried.
Nothing in the world has zero risk. And especially when you start talking about a mine, a project of this size, with the existing data that show very definitively that there will be impacts.
Daniel Schindler is based in Seattle, but spends summers in Bristol Bay as the director of the University of Washington's Alaska Salmon Program. He kicked off the expo's keynote panel, an update on how the Pebble proposal is winding through the federal permitting process. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released its draft environmental review in February. A final version is expected in a few months. The Environmental Protection Agency's regional office had weighed in with some concerns, and Schindler is worried too.
The waste that they produce will have to be stored on site, and people talk about in perpetuity, and that sounds like a biblical term, but it's a reality. This material that will be left behind will be there until the next ice age.
Pebble spokesperson Mike Heatwell said the partnership would have liked to participate in the panel, but was not invited. In an email, he said, quote, "All comments must be addressed in a final EIS for the project. We have been working on responding to a series of requests for information from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers about issues raised through that process," unquote. But it's not all resource politics here. Jamie O'Connor recently published a collection of poems, stories, art, and recipes from 50 young fishermen and mentors. She herself works a setnet site in Bristol Bay in Eacock. It's the second volume of the Alaska Young Fisherman's Almanac.
I've heard from folks who fish, and they've told me that they turn to it when they're feeling kind of lonely for some of that fish magic. And then people outside of the industry can get a really good look at what it's like to do what we do, and why it's important and why it should be preserved.
The economic output for Bristol Bay, meanwhile, is mixed. The preliminary ex-vessel value, the total amount paid to fishermen in 2019, broke all previous records this year. But the news wasn't all stellar. A regional fisheries marketing group, the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, says wholesale prices for fillets, headed and gutted fish, and farmed salmon were all lower, and so was sales volume. Michael Jackson is a director of the association. He says Bristol Bay's success is tied to its ability to deliver high-grade, bruise-free fish.
And so we've got an ice infrastructure program that we're trying to broaden and to kind of make it more robust. Because even if you have RSW, they break down. You need ice. And we need to have that available and at all districts in all places. So we're trying to make that happen. It's not going to happen overnight, but members have requested it, so we're trying to meet that need.
Not all of the businesses were Pacific Northwest Giants headquartered around Seattle. By all accounts, the Naknek-based Bristol Bay Brailer Company had a whirlwind 3 days selling brailers. Company manager Diane Hill says they're going into their fifth season, and it's looking busy.
There's a lot of new boats being built, and they're interested in our brailers. I think our biggest challenge is our population's so small, is finding full-time workers. So we are hesitant to introduce new products till we have a really good...